That's not the right one.
Wrong button.
Hopefully that's not an omen for how the show's gonna go. This is Pure Decking, show number 467 for Thursday, March the 3rd, 1991. This is the show about stuff that interests me, like information security, rigging the game, and wondering just how thin the papier-mâché of civilization is going to get before we bust through it. I'm Morps. I probably don't have enough bourbon to get through the show. Oh well. We have a madman. What's up, madman?
Nothing much. I think they'll implement the ESGs before it completely falls apart. Feel free to follow down that rabbit hole one day. It's scary.
Enlighten me. I don't remember what
ESG
is.
And look into the public-private partnership as well, because it all goes hand-in-hand with ESG.
It's effectively a global social credit score based on how economically friendly or how ecologically friendly you are. How socially diverse you are, and what government guidance you're following under.
I know you meant to cheer for it.
Oh,
in public-private partnerships.
I thought I hit the wrong button. Let's try that again. I don't know. I'm hitting the cheer button. That just keeps playing.
So with that, too, they're bringing in public-private partnerships, PPP. Because when all this shit falls into a heap and pile, and they know it's going to, they're going to need governments all over the world to bail out corporations.
That's not just to bail out corporations. It's also to help corporations to enforce the credit score.
Government guidelines systems.
When do you think they'll just straight
it's
up...
It's already in place. It's already started.
Well, I was going to say, when do you think they're going to straight up confiscate everyone's 401ks?
Not yet, but it won't be a confiscation. It'll be something else, a realignment, as they say.
Oh, no, we're moving it into a public arrangement to ensure government can guarantee your retirement. You know, isn't that what Social Security is? Shut up.
Yeah. In all seriousness, if anyone's carrying bad debt right now, get the fuck out of it. I don't mean like a home loan. I mean like a car loan or shit like that. Get out. Price of fertilizers. You go down your own rabbit hole on that one. You have a look how much they've gone up. Last night I was watching the energies market as coal topped out at $400 a ton. That was only $150 a ton at the beginning of the week.
The amount of
oil sitting at 115 right now, I think it is.
The amount of junk mail I've been getting lately trying to get me to refinance my mortgage to a lower percentage point, except it's all, you know, adjustables, has been amazing. And I'm wondering if that's related or not, or if that's just normal bullshit.
Everyone loves an arm.
I mean, food and that's about to go through the roof, man.
Joy.
But the ESG score, that's actually what's affecting a lot of the fertilizer prices.
Well, I didn't finish introing you, so RU is here, and how you doing, RU?
Oh, dude, what a week, man. Fucking 16.5 meter floods, fucking storms following it up. It has been a stressful week. Really stressful week.
Jeez.
I don't know, man. Being a homeowner sucks ass because you're responsible for everything that goes wrong.
Yep.
I don't know. Maybe I'm not meant to stress so much about my house, but Jesus.
Just understand that it was made out of materials that are meant to last about 15 years.
Yeah, and this is a 25-year-old house, so... And is it? I've spent the last 3 years redoing all the drainage, and it withstood all that rain for 4 days solid. I mean, it was biblical, man.
Good that you did if all your work held up. That's awesome.
Yeah, it didn't until that morning. The day it stopped, we had a day reprieve. I managed to get to the lawns and stuff. And then that next morning, we had a huge thunderstorm, dude. It dropped like 4 or 5 inches of rain in 20 minutes.
Jeez.
And the water managed to touch my garage door, just the bottom lip of it. That was it. I want to say a complete successful drainage overhaul, but...
Well, yeah. Considering you probably never designed it for that.
Oh, no, dude, I didn't design it for fucking... I was expecting my water pit to have been blown out, you know, with so much water rushing through it, but all it did was knock the top cover off. Like, there are plenty of people worse off than me. Some people still haven't got their power back on, and it's been over a week now.
Oof. That's, yeah. Yeah. I keep wondering if it'd be a good idea to buy a couple of those, the big lithium ion emergency packs. Do you know the ones I'm talking about? They're a couple $100.
Look, man, after the second day in the dark, you don't really worry about it anymore. Oh, I'm going by 10 years ago when I was in those floods then. And I went 2 weeks without electricity. Yeah, by day two. I mean, alcohol really helps to get the spirits up.
Yeah, I bet.
Like, that was good. And the smug content that I knew that I had at least a month's worth of alcohol in the house, and I was good, and everybody else could go fuck themselves. But, I mean, once again, the marauders are out the minute everything floods, you know, because people abandon their houses, so the looters come fucking running through everywhere. We had the evacuation order. I can't even remember when it was. But my wife didn't even bother telling me because she knew we weren't leaving. But yeah, we were ordered to evacuate.
Lovely.
But it's still ongoing. It's fucking raining today. See how we go.
Well,
there are a lot of worse people off out there, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, if you suddenly drop, we'll just, you know, assume that you got flooded out or lost power or something. So.
Well, I only lost power for 15 minutes throughout all of it so far. So he's hoping. Yeah, he's hoping.
So, first story I have for tonight, I think I flagged this one for discussion. Did I flag this one for discussion? I did. It's from the New York Times. Surgeon General calls on big tech to turn over COVID-19 misinformation data. This is interesting. We'll just put it that way. President Biden's Surgeon General on Thursday formally requested that the major tech platforms submit information about the scale of COVID-19 misinformation on social network search engines, crowdsource platforms, e-commerce platforms, and instant messaging systems. One of those
instant
things...
Instant messaging systems, there, eh?
Yeah. One of those things is a little more concerning than others. A request for information from the Surgeon General's office demanded that tech platforms send data and analysis on the prevalence of COVID-19 misinformation on their sites, starting with common examples of vaccine misinformation documented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The notice asked the companies to submit, quote, exactly how many users saw or may have been exposed to instances of misinformation, unquote, as well as aggregate data on demographics that may have been disproportionately exposed to or affected by the misinformation. The surgeon.
Well, that's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because if that comes back with the wrong ratio of black to white people who are consuming this information, they're going to be embarrassed.
The Surgeon General, Dr. Vivek Murthy, also demanded information from the platforms about the major sources of COVID-19 misinformation, including those that engaged in the sale of unproven COVID-19 products, services, and treatments. Quote, technology companies now have the opportunity to be open and transparent with the American people about the misinformation on their platforms, unquote, Dr. Murthy said in an emailed statement. He added, quote, this is about protecting the nation's health, unquote. Sure it is. I'd like to point you to First Amendment of the Constitution. Or am I jumping the gun on a conversation here?
Okay, so when are we starting the data? Are we starting from when Fauci first fucking lied about it coming out of a lab? Or are we going with today's standard that the shit doesn't do crap for you?
Fuck, I don't know.
So where's the standard of misinformation or disinformation that they're saying? Because... what I said 2 weeks ago was a conspiracy theory, but today it's fucking real. You know what I mean?
Yep. So
this means nothing.
It gets better, though. Companies have until May 2nd to submit the data. Denying requests for information does not carry a penalty, but the notice is the first formal request from the Biden administration of the tech companies to submit COVID-19 misinformation data, according to the Surgeon General's office. Of course it's the first fucking one.
In other words, do what we say
one.
Or we're going to fuck you.
Of course it's the first one. What'd you expect? Yeah, I want to see how many I want to compare it to our stats for COVID-19 misinformation from 10 years ago. Come on. 6 months ago, Dr. Murthy used his first formal advisory to the United States to deliver a broadside against tech and social media companies, which he accuses of not doing enough to stop the spread of dangerous health misinformation, especially about COVID-19. He called the misinformation, quote, an urgent threat to public health, unquote. The request for information is part of President Biden's... this guy wants cognitive warnings on websites, I'm sure. I'm trying to remember. Now that got me thinking about cognitively dangerous information. I think it was a video I watched where they were like, just information that is dangerous to know. Like, knowing it will hurt you. And it's like, that's hard to come up with an example with, but okay. Anyways.
I mean, there's things Mad Men tells me about every day I wish I didn't fucking know. But it doesn't make Mad Men a bad guy. It actually...
No, the tied-up hookers in the trunk of his car makes Madman a bad guy.
Exactly, right? It's not what he says, it's his actions. God damn, these people are stupid.
Hey, you never make anyone happier than when you untie them and say that they can
Madman,
leave.
I know you're just making their day a little brighter because they thought they were going to die. You're just like, hey, I'm letting you go now, have a great one. And they're like going, fuck, best day of my life. I did not die from that crazy man. I know you're only doing it to bolster self-confidence. It still doesn't make it right.
But I love how they're not defining misinformation. Is it when I was told by Fauci in the beginning that masks do nothing? Or is it when he said, you should mask, but you don't have to double mask? Or when he said, double masking is probably twice as good as single masking? Or back when masks do nothing again? Or was it when the CDC had it on their website that cloth masks did nothing? That was removed in memory hold.
Or do we take it from when the definition of a vaccine was changed with the CDC? But then when it was changed again? So that's what I mean. I'm just asking questions, Mr. President. That's nothing wrong with asking a few questions. I just want to know where the data point starts.
The request for information is part of President Biden's COVID national preparedness plan, which the White House detailed on Wednesday, and which is part of a roadmap for a new stage of pandemic where blah, 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 additional information missing. In addition to demanding misinformation data from tech platforms, Surgeon General called on healthcare providers and public to submit information about how misinformation has negatively influenced patients and communities. Quote, we're asking anyone with relevant insights from original research and data sets to personal stories that speak to the role of misinformation in public health to share them with us, unquote, Dr. Murthy said. Sounds to me like the Surgeon General is more concerned about fucking with Facebook than he is actually, health.
Well, this is a test now to see how loyal these companies are to the Democratic Party.
What if they don't have the logs? Because this has been going on for over 2 years. Well, go back 2 years of data on a conversation?
I mean, he just put everybody on blast saying, give us this now and do all this analytics work on it. And partly, that has a cost associated with it. When you're looking at the size of some of these platforms they're talking about, asking somebody to go through and pull all these analytics and pull examples of this misinformation and send it back to them in a report, you're probably asking some very highly paid data scientists to spend a few weeks doing it.
Isn't that the NSA's job?
Well, probably.
Or the FBI's?
The NSA is the one who wiretaps everybody, so I mean...
Well, the NSA would have all that information.
You'd think.
Go ask them for it.
Yeah, go get it from them. But I think it's because the NSA probably has it raw. And then when they said, give us the analytics, they're like, you do it. And they're like, we don't want to pay for that. So now they're going to try to get the private sector to pay for it.
Yeah, I'd be, if I was a tech company, I'd be taking it to court, going undue burden or something like that.
It's a request. It's not a...
It's phrased as a demand that we are demanding this information, but it is a request because they said it. There's no penalty for saying no.
Just make shit up. Oh, there's no misinformation on ours. Well, not that we can find anyway, because everything that was information is now real information.
I think you're right though. It is kind of a test to see who gives them what.
Yeah. How loyal are you to the party?
And if you don't participate, if you do tell them to go pound sand or send them, like, you know, a one-page report that just says, we're good, with a big thumbs up emoji on it, I mean, are you going to be targeted later for something?
Yeah, more than likely.
It's going to be harder for you to get capital?
Oh, is your ESG score going down?
Oh, for yeah. God.
That's messing with both your G yep, and your S.
And your S. Yeah, that's going to hurt the ESG scores. Now you seeing how ESG works, Morps?
We might not be able to get you those loans.
It's just a fancy way of saying, do what we say or we'll hit you with over the head. I mean, so.
Welcome to globalism, dude, where everybody just marches to the same beat. There's no more individual countries or companies.
Hmm.
It's just communism with extra steps.
Well, to be fair, that picture they have of the Surgeon General in there, it doesn't help.
Just remember, if you're feeling down and low about all this, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. That's what gets me through my day. That's my mantra.
God hates Australia.
Yes, he does.
Anyways, I don't have anything else on this other than... I'd point you to Exhibit A, First Amendment. You can go fuck yourself with COVID misinformation bullshit. I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to put out a report that they can then send to Congress and say, please, please regulate what people can say on the internet. And again, I'd like to point you to
First Amendment. Men have been spreading disinformation and misinformation. We need to do something about this.
Well, it might be that too.
Isn't your FCC advisor now calling for censorship?
I don't know.
Or is she not yet confirmed? One of them anyway.
I'll be honest, I've been trying to avoid politics a lot lately because it just, you know, angers things up.
Oh yeah, it's infuriating.
It's so stupid. That's really what it is. Is you just look at this stuff and go, this is so fucking stupid.
I mean, the trick is to let go every now and then. Just don't hang on to the ride when it starts really pulling you in. Like when you get into that point where it's like fucking with your head, you gotta let go. And that's why I do that one day a week. No information, no news. I don't talk to anyone. I don't want to hear the fucking news.
So I've recently 3D printed several of these little sorting bins and some screw-sized guides for both metric and imperial. And I think I'm just going to pick a day to just turn the internet off and sort the parts bins. Because it sounds like keeping up with the stuff is bad for you.
It's done wonders for me. And you know what? My day off is becoming very boring. I'm having to look for things to do. Because I'm not getting that fucking instant dopamine constantly of fucking new information. And that's what it is. It's an addictive dopamine hit. When you're a news junkie and a war hawk. The first couple of weeks doing it, I had massive withdrawals. It was hard. It really is dopamine hits.
I mean, next I believe story? It. Yeah, next story. Next story is from PCMag.com. NVIDIA confirms company data was stolen in hack. NVIDIA has confirmed that hackers stole data from the company during last week's breach. Quote, we are aware the threat actor took employee credentials and some NVIDIA proprietary information from our systems and has begun leaking it online, unquote, company said in a statement. NVIDIA didn't specify what was stolen, but the group behind the breach, Lapsus, LAPSUS, dollar sign, claims it looted 1 terabyte of data, including files about NVIDIA hardware and software. The hackers are now demanding the company pay up in cryptocurrency to keep the data secret. However, Lapsus told us NVIDIA has yet to reach out. NVIDIA says it became aware of the intrusion on Wednesday, February the 23rd, which prompted the GPU maker to notify law enforcement and tap cybersecurity experts to help it respond to the attack. The breach occurred a day before the Russian invasion of the Ukraine, which prompted some observers to wonder if the intrusion was connected to the Russian state-sponsored hackers. However, NVIDIA said, "We have no evidence of ransomware being deployed on the NVIDIA environment or that this is related to the Russia-Ukraine conflict," unquote. Lapsus also has not any affiliation with any state-sponsored hacking group, because of course they did. Any hacking group that claims the state owns them is doing it wrong. Yeah. NVIDIA is now working to analyze what information Lapsus has been leaking on the internet. Quote, "We do not anticipate any disruption to our business or our ability to serve our customers as a result of the incident," unquote, the company added. Lapsus has already started leaking a 19-gig archive that allegedly contains information about NVIDIA's software, including the source code to the company's frame rate boosting DLSS technology, according to Tech PowerUp. At the same time, the hacking group claims it possesses a GPU driver capable of unlocking NVIDIA's Ethereum mining limiter on the company's RTX 3000 graphics cards. The group is now hoping to sell it to interested buyers. Lapsus also alleges NVIDIA successfully encrypted one of the hacking group's computers during the group's efforts to exfiltrate data from the company. NVIDIA has yet to confirm this. However, a source familiar with the matter said NVIDIA did not hack Lapsus or plant malware on their computers in retaliation. Well, no, but if they put a bomb file on their server, because that's shit, that's the kind of shit I would do. If you put a trip file on there, some, you know, files that phone home or basically start encrypting a computer, or somebody who works at NVIDIA had downloaded ransomware and just hadn't activated it, and when these guys pulled it in,
that would be great.
But I was hoping it was going to be in this article because I couldn't remember the article I saw it in. But after I dug through a couple of them, I'm not finding it. One of the articles said that these guys told NVIDIA they could also just promise to open, or they could just open source their drivers and they wouldn't release. But that's obviously not going to happen. But yeah, they basically said if NVIDIA agrees to open source their drivers and software for now and forever, we'll not release the data. Which, of course,
yeah,
NVIDIA is not
going to
do that.
From NVIDIA. Exactly.
I mean, it'd be nice if they did. They could. AMD has. But I don't think NVIDIA cares.
No, I don't think so either.
So. But, yeah, NVIDIA did get hacked, and somebody pulled a ton of data out of there. So, now, the interesting thing is with DLSS being leaked, that's going to make for some interesting lawsuits down the road, because anybody who suddenly sees a, you know, any other GPU maker or console maker who suddenly gets a big boost in frame rates using something similar to DLSS, you know, NVIDIA is just going to sue them claiming they got their source code from the breach.
Yeah.
So that's going to be an interesting outcome.
It's something to watch for down the track.
Mm-hmm. So I doubt they actually got the source code to the drivers, because they would have just released that. It's like, yep, here's your driver source code. That'd be great. That would have been interesting if they had released that, because the Linux drivers would have suddenly gotten a lot better.
Yeah.
Next article is from Tech Explorer, and Fox sent us this one, but he's not here to discuss it. So. Tech Explorer, AI model detects mental disorders based on web posts. Yeah, this is going to end well.
How many trolls have thrown this thing way off?
I hope all of them.
And every teenager is going to be diagnosed as a narcissist, because they all are.
Dartmouth researchers have built an artificial intelligence model for detecting mental disorders using conversations on Reddit. I'm pretty sure if you're having a conversation on Reddit, you probably already have. So it's a self-selecting audience here. Part of the emerging wave of screening tools that use computers to analyze social media posts and gain insight into people's mental states. What sets the new bottle apart is a focus on emotions rather than specific content of the social media text being analyzed. In a paper presented at the 20th International Conference on Web Intelligence and Intelligent Agent Technology, the research shows that this approach performs better over time, irrespective of the topics being discussed in the posts. There are many reasons why people don't seek help for mental disorders. Stigma, high cost, lack of access to services are some common barriers. There's also a tendency to minimize signs of mental disorders or conflate them with stress, says Zibo Gu. Oh, wait, there's a... Wait. Zibo Gao Gurani. Dude's name has a comma in it. 24.
Indian.
A co-author of the paper. It's possible that they will seek help with some prompting, he says, and that's where digital screening tools can make a difference. Quote, social media offers an easy way to tap into people's behavior, unquote, says Gao. G-U-O. If I'm saying that wrong, I'm sorry. The data is voluntary and public, published for others to read, he says. Reddit, which offers a massive network of user forums, was their platform of choice because it was nearly half a billion active users who wage or discuss a wide range of topics. The posts and comments are publicly available, and the researchers could collect data dating back to 2011. In the study, the researchers focused on what they call emotional disorders, major depressive, anxiety, and bipolar disorders, which are characterized by distinct emotional patterns. They looked at data from users who had self-reported as having one of these disorders, and from users without any known mental disorders. Well, I'm pretty sure almost everyone on Reddit says they have, you know, severe crippling anxiety. So,
I would have liked to have them just done Tumblr, to be honest.
I mean, the AI would have just broken. It would have just came back and said no.
No.
The little Terminator head in a jar would be like, no, we're not doing this. they trained their model to label the emotions expressed in users' posts and to map the emotional transitions between different posts. So a post could be labeled joy, anger, sadness, fear, no emotion, or a combination of these. Well, I mean, it's Reddit. You left out horny. So, the map is a matrix that would show how likely it was that a user went from any one state to another, such as from anger to a neutral state of no emotion. Different emotional disorders have their own signature patterns of emotional transitions. By creating an emotional fingerprint for a user and comparing it to established signatures of emotional disorders, the model can detect them. To validate the results, they tested it on posts that were not used during training and showed that the model accurately predicts which users may or may not have had these disorders. So, accurately predicts. So what, did they go through and like interview these people afterwards? Run down, hey, we saw you posting on Reddit. Are you actually a schizo? Is that... the approach sidesteps an important problem called information leakage that typical screening tools run into, says... Oh, that's a name. Sarosh Vashoygi, assistant professor of computer science and another co-author. Their models are built around scrutinizing and relying on the content of the text, he said. While the models show high performance, they can also be misleading. For instance, if a model learns to correlate COVID with sadness or anxiety, Vashoygi explains, it will naturally assume that a scientist studying and posting quite dispassionately about COVID-19 is suffering from depression or anxiety. On the other hand, a new model only zeroes in on emotion and learns nothing about the particular topic or events described in the post. While the researchers don't look at intervention strategies, they hope this work can point the way to prevention. Prevention on Reddit, really? You've been identified as posting about being sad. The drugs are on their way. You will be required to take them by force. Just be a robot, open the door and shoving pills into your mouth.
I wonder what that tone of voice, how they're determining this, because you can type the same thing and the reader's interpretation of your emotions be way off from what your emotions are.
I don't know, man. I mean,
what about bad punctuation? You can really fuck up a sentence with punctuating it wrong.
Well, I mean, they're saying based on how quickly you change emotions. So they're comparing them, you know, this post was labeled as joy, and this post you made a minute later was labeled as sad. And it's like, but at their Reddit posts, I mean, they're not going to, they're either going to be a book long or like two words. I guess.
So what do you convey for my mental health when I just like spam the word faggot? Yeah. This thing is bullshit, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. I could see with some
I'd have to
users
get in and play with it.
In the right kinds of posts, you might be able to figure out if something's going on. Right? I mean, but that's the same problem with any of these things. If you feed it enough data and you have a properly trained model, you'll get an output. I just don't know that Reddit is that great of a source of data. That's what I keep coming back to.
It's a lot of data, but I don't know whether it's good data.
I mean, the number between sock puppet accounts and, you know, the fact that that user base is fairly self-selecting, I would question how good that data is for that model. I mean, I know why they used it. It's because it's easy to scrape.
Free.
Yeah, and free.
Yeah.
But, and it's also a college paper, right? So college users are probably on Reddit. So, come on, copy the link. Here we go. Next article. This next one is actually pretty cool. It's from Tom's Hardware. New UCIe chiplet standard supported by Intel, AMD, and ARM. So this is actually pretty cool. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's long. Essentially, Intel, AMD, and ARM have agreed on a format for making what are called chiplets. So a CPU core might be a chiplet. RAM might be a chiplet. A GPU core might be a chiplet. Different kinds of interfaces, like high-end, high amounts of I/O for like a PCIe channel or something, might be a chiplet. I think even networking can end up on this thing. Let's see, that it was more than just these three. They also had TSMC and Samsung. But pretty much, because they're agreeing on this interconnect, any of these guys, it's a standard. So if I wanted to make a custom chip for my new handheld computer or whatever, right, I could go to the fab and say, I want these cores from ARM, I want this GPU from AMD, I want these Intel interfaces, and because they're all using an agreed-upon standard, you could get these chiplets, or parts of what you would consider a system on a chip, and they would all have a compatible interface, and you could, and memory, of course, and you could get all of that onto a single single chip, and so you could make your system on a chip device with all these custom interfaces. And this is probably based off, like, I know Intel and AMD were doing something a couple of years back where they had the NUX that came out with a Intel GPU or a Intel CPU with a Vega GPU on the same chip. So that was probably a precursor to this. But yeah, this is a standard for these chiplets. So when you're doing a system on a chip, they've actually can interconnect all this stuff together. And one, it's interesting that NVIDIA is not in here, but
it's going to help alleviate supply shortages.
They
don't have to have four or five different assembly lines for each chip manufacturer.
Yeah, because they can all use a standard part.
Yeah.
So it's part standardization. I think it's cool because in a couple of years, if this takes off, we're going to see a lot more custom system on chips for things probably come out quicker. So, devices like a Steam Deck, devices like consoles, task-specific system on chips, you're going to start seeing come out more commonly, probably faster because they're going to have an agreed-upon interface. So, if AMD wants to put out newer cores for a GPU or CPU or an Intel wants to or whoever, you know, they've got a standard they can do that with, and it doesn't have to break compatibility with the rest of the ecosystem.
Yeah.
So it's a long article because it kind of goes into the details of all that and different, you know, fabrication rates and things like that. So it's kind of dry reading, but the concept that they're making this interconnect for making system on chips is very cool. And I hope that that has some good outcome. No, I mean, there's not that much else to say about it other than it's just cool. You guys have anything before we move on to the next one?
I'm good on that one.
Let's move on.
This is from The Verge. Bungie rejects Steam Deck's Linux, threatens to ban Destiny 2 players there. So this is interesting. This is this. I want to talk about this in a little bit. When Bungie let Destiny 2 come to when will Bungie let Destiny 2 come to Valve's Steam Deck handheld gaming PC? It's looking like the answer is never, because the soon-to-be Sony subsidiary, we'll use the right word, has published a help page that not only says that the game is unsupported, but outright threatens to ban prospective Steam Deck players. The help page has a new section titled Steam Deck and Destiny 2, which reads, quote, Destiny 2 is not supported for play on the Steam Deck or any system utilizing Steam Plays Proton unless Windows is installed and running. Players who attempt to launch Destiny 2 on the Steam Deck through SteamOS or Proton will be unable to enter the game and will be returned to their game library after a short time. Players who attempt to bypass Destiny 2 incompatibility will be met with a game ban. Wow. I mean... So, The Verge has been asking Bungie for 5 months whether it might support the Steam Deck and Linux more generally, which seemed like a reasonable ask for several reasons. Destiny 2 is one of the more forgiving shooters in terms of controls, both PC and console. Destiny 2 was known to use the BattleEye anti-cheat, and enabling that for the Steam Deck is easy as sending an email, according to Valve. Destiny 2 already runs on Linux, but Bungie had a port to it for Google Stadia, which is a Linux-based platform, although it doesn't look the best, but it is playable. The author was looking forward to playing it that way, but the last communication they got from Bungie was about Steam Deck and Proton on October 3rd, and it contained no answers. Now it appears the answer is we only run on Windows. To be fair, Bungie isn't the only one to reject Steam Deck without necessarily providing a satisfying explanation. Epic Games CEO Tim Sweeney explained why Fortnite won't get updated for the Steam Deck last month, even though it's Epic's own easy anti-cheat, claims developers can enable it with just a few clicks. And while both Apex Legends and Elden Ring now both fully work on the deck despite using anti-cheat, it's also true that many other top multiplayer games have yet to fully arrive. Bungie and Valve didn't immediately respond to comment. The author did get Destiny 2 running via Stadia on the deck. So if you want to play it with a cloud streaming service, that still works. But, I mean, it's outright just hostile to anybody trying to play it on an alternative platform. So is this just we're not supporting it, the shooter's a couple of years old, and we're not dealing with it? Or is it like... No, our game is only playable on the platforms we choose, and fuck you for trying to get around it.
I think it's the latter, because... And I think it's crap if I can bet on Steam, but I can't play it on whatever I want to play it on. I mean, you don't get to pick the PC I want to play your game on, do you?
Well...
If the PC will support it,
if you want,
it's not like I'm asking you to do extra work.
I mean, if you want to pick what I play it on, you know, go to a console, right?
Yeah.
If you don't want people playing it on whatever random-ass hardware they've got and potentially the wrong operating system, don't release it on PC. But, I mean, I don't mind them saying we don't support it. I get that. I understand that. But saying if we see you playing on Steam Deck, we're going to ban you?
Yeah, that's a little fucking douchebaggery.
That's weird. I mean, I know Sony's buying them. What does Sony care if it plays on the Steam Deck or not?
PlayStation is going to be coming out with a portable, is what that's telling me.
Well, that's possible, I guess.
And they don't want their titles to be outside of their framework.
Yeah, it's possible.
I mean, Sony's done handhelds in the past, the PSP, the Vita.
Yeah, they've all failed terribly, but...
I liked the PSP. I didn't play much of it, but once you pack it and load it with emulators, it's great.
And there we go.
Well, I mean, I didn't put the Nintendo story in because I wanted to talk about that one, but, I mean, just briefly, there's several places saying that Nintendo is banning any video showing Steam Deck emulating stuff, so it's
the handheld market will never be... It'll always be the Nintendo's place, man. It'll never be as big as the Game Boy ever again, but good to see them try.
They certainly think it will be, or Nintendo certainly thinks it will be. But the truth is, they've lost that fight a long time ago. It's called iPhones and Androids.
Yeah, that's where I said it'll never be as big as the original, but I don't know. At least there's a choice in the market for handheld gaming. It's not just one.
You know, I think I screwed up. I think I gave Fox credit for the Tech Explorer article, and I think you sent me that one, are you? Because I'm getting ready to do the other article about the billboards, and that one says, no, thanks, Fox.
That's Fox is the billboard one. I didn't give you that story, man. That's not. I didn't get any stories this week.
I thought you sent me the AI mental disorder one.
Oh, yeah, that apart from that one.
Okay, so yeah, I screwed up. I gave the wrong credit when we read that story. My bad.
Oh, negative one internet for you.
Yeah, well, in my defense, I have been drinking. Surprising no one. So, but I just... Banning players because they're on the wrong device is a little much.
Yeah, I'm not cheating, and I paid you for the damn game.
Really?
Because this isn't even a device you have to hack to get the game on. It comes on Steam. So you're paying Destiny for use to play their game.
I thought Destiny was Blizzard launcher. I haven't played it. I don't know.
Destiny 2, I just pulled it up on Steam.
It's on Steam? Okay.
It's a free download. So you don't even have to pay for it on Steam. It's free.
Okay. No, I haven't played it. I don't know. So,
but I think it's crap that they're going to ban you for a game that they're putting. I know it's not a PC, but if you're putting it on Steam, you're pretty much putting it on the Steam Deck, from my point of view.
Well, this is where the fact that the Steam Deck is running Linux, not Windows, comes into play, right? So. Now, that said, you know, the guy was saying, oh, he played it on Stadia. But if you're not, like, out somewhere, or if you're just sitting on the couch and playing the Steam Deck, you can just stream it from your PC over the built-in thing in Steam. Anything that doesn't run natively on the Steam Deck, and it'll probably be fine if you're on a decent connection. But, I don't know. Of course, I don't have one yet. I'm putting in my reserve, but, you know. Because the system wouldn't load, and I was like 5 minutes in. I'm not getting mine until at least Q2, so we'll see. I am going to get one, so, you know, that'll be fun. Figure out a way to do decking from the Steam Deck. That'll be fun. And the name would match, wouldn't it? For decking from the Steam Deck. All right. Enough of that. Next article. This is from Men's Health. This is the one Fox sent us, or you sent us the one on the AI. Man gets tired of sitting in traffic, hacks into electronic billboard to stream porn. I question their use of the word hacking after reading the article. When you're stuck in gridlock traffic, you might do any of the following things. Scroll through your Instagram feed, fire up a new podcast, check yourself out in the rearview mirror, bang your head on the steering wheel, flip off the guy in front of you. But one 24-year-old IT worker in Jakarta, Indonesia, recently decided he had a better idea for how to pass the time. He hacked into the nearest electronic billboard and streamed hardcore Japanese porn for the frustrated commuters to watch communally in horror, according to the Daily Mail. Feeling bored on his afternoon commute in the Indonesian capital, and here's the fun part. The man spotted the billboard's login details displayed on the Videotron. They put the flipping password on the screen.
So that's not hacking.
So he broadcasted 10 minutes of the porn flick Watch Tokyo Hot until the power was shut off. I love the fact that they know the name of the porn flick. Of course, the befuddled drivers captured video of the stunt on video. They captured the stunt on video. What would probably just pass as a hilarious prank in America became a serious crime in uber-conservative Indonesia, where access to porn sites is blocked. Police arrested the hacker, who could face up to 12 years in jail, according to the BBC. This isn't funny anymore. I didn't catch that the first time I looked at this, that the dude's going to jail for 12 years. Wow.
Yeah, that's a bit harsh. I could see a fine, maybe a week or two in jail.
I mean, that took a turn. And how did they know it was him?
Oh, please tell me he was stupid enough to take credit for it.
He probably was. Although, to be fair, if you're going to hack into a billboard, hardcore porn probably isn't the best thing to put up there.
Oh, yeah, whenever you're playing it for everyone in public, all the kids around.
Yeah, yeah. You save hardcore porn for the Italian Senate. And, you know, put a Twitch stream or something up there. You know, go find like, you know, episodes of the most obnoxious TV show you can think of and put that up there.
Oh, so you mean 2.5 Men?
Sure.
I've never watched that.
I've seen a couple of them. It's not...
I mean, I know one of the lead actors has tiger blood, so it's got to be amazing.
Winning.
Never bothered to watch it.
It's not that funny. It's like, not like, oh God, go turn the television off, but it's not, you know, it's, you flip past it when it's on usually. Last article I have for tonight. This is from, something binged at me and I had to go look at that. This is from businessinsider.com. Get the links out here because I am just stumbling all over everything tonight. Wingstop has filed a trademark to sell chicken wings in the metaverse.
Ugh.
But you can already buy wings online from everywhere.
Oh no, it's an NFT.
That's what I thought.
Wingstop has filed a multi-class trademark to enter the metaverse. The chicken wing chain followed other restaurants, including McDonald's and Panera Bread, when it filed the trademark application to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office on February the 25th. The application includes downloadable virtual goods, including NFTs and virtual food and drink. It could also include the creation of an online marketplace where people can trade NFTs, digital assets, and artwork. The multi-class trademark also covers downloadable software for trading cryptocurrency, NFTs, and digital tokens, as well as downloadable loyalty and reward cards that the company says can be redeemed for food in both the real and virtual worlds.
You can't... Unless you're... Oh, my fucking brain.
Take your blood pressure medication, madman.
Your avatar doesn't eat, so unless they mean I can order in the metaverse and some dude's gonna show up to my fucking house... With my hot wings, you're not ordering, you're not getting food. The little picture on the screen is food.
A Wingstop spokesperson told Insider that the company couldn't comment on its exact metaverse plans, but that the filing signifies an exciting public step to serve the world flavor in a virtual space. Oh my God.
Flavor can't be conveyed over the internet.
I mean, marketing's
looking
gotten to this man.
Doesn't give you the. You don't. I don't have a scratch and look computer screen.
Don't let
if
someone
you
out of your
fucking keyboard, you'll die.
Go let someone out of the trunk and get in your happy space, madman. Let someone out of the trunk, go to your happy space.
McDonald's has filed for trademarks for a virtual restaurant that will deliver both food online and in person. Again, with the online food thing.
You can't deliver it online.
Madman's just foaming at the mouth over
it. The metaverse is shit, okay? Virtual reality is a fucking video game and chat service. It's not reality. It's not the fucking Matrix. It's not the next big fucking thing. The big blue room still exists. That's the world. The virtual reality is just... it's better graphics payday.
Okay, Madman, just get ready to keep foaming here. While Panera Bread filed for a trademark for, quote, the Paneraverse. Which includes NFTs, virtual entertainment services, and a virtual reward program.
I want more of this. I need Mark Zuckerberg to double down. We're all going to live in this thing.
No, fuck that. You can go live in this virtual hell.
Oh no!
We're creating hell on Earth.
You're missing. We've already created hell on Earth, man. I mean, that happened a few years ago. If you missed it, I'll point it out to you next time we go past. I just want this meta thing to be the most ridiculous shit I've ever fucking seen. I want it to be exactly like Second Life, but just off the fucking chain, man.
It's Second Life all over again. We've seen all of this shit
before. Dude, we've already been there and done it. Like, it was great. Commerce sort of works, but only if... this is not going to work. You know why it's not going to work?
Whoops. I'm going to go into a McDonald's, look out a window, and see a forest of dicks.
No. That's it, madman. Do you know why? I know exactly why. And this got me yesterday. It just fucking... I raged out a little bit on someone who didn't deserve it. But Morph's created a little service for us this week. I think it's fucking fantastic, and I thank him. But the first thing anyone does is try to fucking use it for evil, either showing porn or gore. Then the next person who gets introduced to it, that's what they go, oh, I'm going to put Harlequin babies on it.
And I did not do that.
No, but you fucking thought of it, you dirty bastard. And then I showed somebody last night, and what did they do? Fucking type Nazi shit into it. I'm like, can't I have anything fucking nice? Like, this is not my house I'm showing you here. You're shitting in his fucking vestibule. Like, don't do that. This is not your fucking machine to shit around on.
Do I need to go restart it to clear it?
No, because I fucking started yelling at someone yesterday before they could hit enter.
We'll talk off the show. I'd like to know who was being a dick.
Oh, they weren't really being a dick. I was being oversensitive. But that's what it is, man, because the first thing people go into Mark's fucking metaverse fucking nightmare, they're going to shit the place up because it's not theirs. That's all I have to say on that.
So just to finish the article out here, quote, I think you're going to see every brand you can think of make these filings in the next 12 months, unquote, trademark lawyer Josh Gerben told Forbes in February. I don't think anyone wants to be the next Blockbuster and just completely ignore a new technology that's coming, unquote. And he's probably right about that we're going to see all of these brands add NFT, Metaverse, Paneraverse.
I'm gonna make a sock puppet account, buy a VR headset just so I can be copyright infringement boy. Dude, my head's gonna be the McDonald's arches. I'm gonna go PEX made out of the Burger King logo. Wingstop's gonna be legs, of course, because they're gonna be little chicken legs. And I don't know, a cup of French onion soup for my ball sack.
And now
we gotta get Panera Bread in here.
I got
and just gonna be walking through there made up of logos and a big fucking text bubble saying, eat my ass. It's a Krispy Kreme donut.
All right, we know how to spot Madman in the crowd.
Oh, yeah, and NFTs aren't assets.
Shut up, Madman. You're
fighting
the kids.
Suffer. because I got a bottle of 60 warm hugs from God.
I don't know how else to respond to that.
I want some warm hugs from God, but I have a problem with them.
All right, well, how about we do this? Hadouken! All right, I've only got one thing for you tonight in Digital Dojo, but it's awesome. It's a project called Chicago 95. What this is a set of themes for GTK2, XFCE, a modified, window manager theme, a Plymouth theme created from scratch, an MS-DOS-inspired theme for Oh My ZSH, and a partial icon support for LibreOffice 6 to turn a modern Ubuntu or Debian desktop running XFCE into Windows 95.
Absolutely useless, but hey, I support it.
It may actually not be useless. How many people do you know are very tired of the interface changing all the damn time?
Well, look at me, man. I'm running a shell.
I because you're still running a modern Linux under the hood, right? So yep. I could actually see this being useful for the grandparents who their 30-year-old computer has finally died, and they want a new one, and they're upset that they can't find one that has a CD-ROM on it. And yes, this is a conversation I've had.
No, I understand it, man, because I'm the same. I did not want to go to Windows 10 interface, and I still haven't gone to it. I'm still operating on like Windows 7, but interface, but on a Windows 10 box.
So I could totally see this actually being very handy for somebody who doesn't want their interface changing all the time. Now, it's Linux under the hood, so maybe it's worse, right? Because once you get past the skin of your window manager, it's like, and you're at a bash shell. But I can see if you're setting up a limited use case for somebody who they haven't kept up with what modern computers are and they want to go back to that look, I could see this being useful. Also, this could be a lot of fun to install on like a modern work laptop and watch people lose their shit when they see you in a coffee shop or on an airplane.
Oh, yes.
Actually, a couple of years back, I had to take a trip and I have one of those Raspberry Pi cases that looks like an old school Game Boy. I've actually got several old school Game Boys over there too. I've been meaning to do some work on, but so it's playing modern, emulators on a Raspberry, but it looks like a Game Boy, right? I can't. Yeah. I had like three different people stop and stare at it, and the stewardess asked, "Is that an original?" I had to point out, no, it's not, because it's a color screen and it's got two extra buttons on the faceplate, but I had several people in awe of that thing just because I had that out on the plane sitting there playing, of all things, Tetris, right?
Yeah.
And just several people were like, because it looked, it looked like what they remembered.
Yeah.
They're like me. It's pure nostalgia. There's no good reason to use that thing, but it's like modern smartphone, play on that. But no, I wanted my damn Game Boy. And now Nintendo is probably going to want to sue me, because I've admitted it. But it wasn't on a Steam Deck, so maybe not. That's all I've got for tonight. Of course, listen to the stream. We're always working on it. Peer Decking every Thursday. The Galaxy 15 radio site, subreddit, and in the IRC tonight. Al Hazard, Cyberlard, Cycros, Madman, myself. Still haven't found the coffee maker. Nobody knows what we've done with that damn thing.
I unplugged it. It shouldn't be on the fucking internet.
So, Madman, closing thoughts.
Along with the fridge and the thermostat, other things that should not be on the internet. But that's my thought on this.
All right. Are you closing thoughts?
I hope the rain stops soon, man.
I agree with you. I hope the rain stops for you soon, too.
Otherwise,
you're going to have to get a raft.
And just the other thought there, like, Leaked Reality has had the, like, daily storm done to them. And I'm watching a video right now on Twitter, and this is just open on Twitter, of military people gunning down civilians in their cars at roadblocks. It's not censored at all. How come? Why does Twitter keep getting away with it?
Okay. Well, I mean, that's, we kind of called that, as we talked about when the Daily Stormer was, you know, deplatformed.
Well, and it was a fucking terrible thing. Not because of who they are, because of what happened to them.
Because
and
it opened it up. Shit. It yeah, opened up the door.
I don't support the shit. But you know, you're never going to eradicate fucking wrong think. And people are always going to want to read it, because I love reading opposition stuff as well. And if you're not, if you can't fucking look at reality, you can't judge what to do.
Huh. But, I think
yeah,
I read.
This is extremely gory. I wish I'd had a few drinks before watching this.
Wow, I know I read the wrong show number when I opened the show today. It's 469. Nice.
Nice.
It's supposed to 467. I had the wrong number in my notes. I don't know how I did that. Okay, I do know how I did that. I was drinking. But anyways, that's all I got. But yeah, no, we called that they were going to start doing that to any site they didn't like. And I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's mostly smaller sites, but you saw it with Parler. Now you're seeing it with, you know, that video site you were just mentioning, which name I've immediately forgotten, apparently.
Leaked Reality. It used to be Live Leak. It's just a very light, it's more of a news service for shocking videos, that sort of thing. It's not so much a gore place, but you will find gore if you're looking for it. I generally used it for international news that you don't just get to see on your TV because it's.
I'm sure somebody's claimed it's platforming the wrong people and therefore must be dealt with.
Dis and misinformation are the keys to white supremacy taking over. This is these fucking people.
So anyways, I'm gonna start hitting some sound effects and close out the show. We're 2 minutes over, so we're doing good.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
God hates Australia.
Oh, fuck.
Don't pass it out.